Joining me today, rising country superstar Caitlin Lehner. Caitlin, first up, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thank you for having me today.
So you're a Saskatchewan girl, raised here in PA, which is where you got your start in music. But you're also taking a little bit of a different path, going to university, competing at top level in track and field. How did you change from that to music?
Yeah, I feel like that was a big change and a hard change to make. Officially, I haven't actually come out with my retirement from track and field. I'm still on my extended time off because of music. So it was a big change for me. Music, I grew up in Prince Albert. Music was a huge part of my life, taking lessons and doing so many talent shows and things like that. And then track and field really kind of in high school and later through high school became a big part of my life when it kind of just looked at that was what my path was going to be into university. So music kind of took a little bit of a back seat while I was at the University of Calgary and competing in track and field and was competing for Team Canada. But I always missed music when I was an athlete. And, it's something that I always kind of knew that I wanted to do and was waiting to graduate. I wanted to get my degree before kind of chasing music fully. And so, when I graduated in fall of 2019, decided to kind of get into music. And it seemed like, it wasn't a huge transition for me just because music has always just been, my passion and it felt so natural. And I was always just so happy to finally have the time and availability to actually, be able to do music. So I think that it's just been a really, really fun last few years. I do miss being at the track and, watching races. I wish that I was still out there hurdling some days, but I'm very happy being on stage more of the time now.
Well, you've had some impressive success in the short time you've been full-time at this. I was looking, you were opening for Jess Moskaluk, Dean Brody, Lindsay L, played big events, the Stampede, Country Thunder. What lessons have you learned from some of those experiences?
Oh man, it's been so crazy. I feel like if you would have told me that that's what I would have been doing this early on in my career, I wouldn't have believed you. But, lessons, I think it's hard work and it's dedication and it's realizing that things aren't going to happen overnight. And I think that that's what my background in track and field really taught me and how that really helps in the music industry. With track, we weren't planning to have our best race the upcoming weekend. We're planning for 2, 3, 4 years out. And I think that's always kind of been my mentality with music. And, it's making these baby steps of playing these shows and kind of, starting to open for artists and then getting these festival spots. And so, it's been a very slow but very steady climb over the last few years. And I'm super proud of just what I've been able to do so far.
Starting out, I found this really impressive. You really took control over your career. You did all your own PR, your bookings, your management. Is that still the case or are you building a team now?
Yeah, I'm starting to build a team now, but that was the case. And I feel like that was kind of the silver lining of the pandemic for me, just because I put out my first song in fall of 2020. So that time that everyone was at home, I kind of just decided that that was my time to learn about the industry and how to create a press release and how to release a song and how to promote to radio. So I kind of just spent all of that time, learning about all of these different careers within the music industry. And I've loved being able to do that. I feel like I'm always really fascinated about how the industry kind of works behind the scenes. And I think that that's been super helpful in, kind of pushing me forward to the things that I've been able to accomplish so far. But yeah, I'm definitely starting to increase my team. I have some people helping me now, which is very great. And a little bit of a load off my shoulders in some aspects so I can focus a little bit more on being the artist.
Well, one thing I've noticed is how you've embraced online and social media so much better than a lot of big international stars, frankly. Your website's up to date, you're always posting on Instagram, YouTube. How important is it these days to really be up on that kind of stuff?
Oh, it's hugely important. I mean, I feel like my socials have played such a large role in just what I've been able to do so far, the fan base I've been able to build and the shows I've been able to be part of the lineup on. In 2024, social media, I really kind of feel, is everything. And that's how artists can connect with fans from all over the world. And that's kind of the cool thing, too. You know, I obviously have a really strong base in Saskatchewan, but building out to Western Canada, across Canada, into the States and overseas, the possibilities are really endless. And so, I mean, I feel like, you know, as an artist, you need to use that to its full capacity.
Another aspect of that, the videos you make for songs like, 10 Bucks, Across the Line, they're youthful, really fun actually to watch. How involved are you in the whole process?
Oh, I'm so involved. I always say that whoever I'm working with, that's always one of my first initial conversations, is that I'm going to be involved. And if they're okay with that, of me kind of still having some creative control. Just because, like I say, I feel just being a new artist, like lots of the time that people are probably introduced to me for the first time are watching my videos and, you know, seeing that alongside my music. So I want that to represent me as best as it can. I love the playfulness in it. I've always loved music videos. That's always kind of my go-to of other artists. And I love watching when they have releases and the storylines that they make and how they portray a song. So yeah, it's a really fun thing for me to do. And, you know, aside from writing the music and performing the music, I think just being able to kind of create this new storyline and, you know, act as a different character in these videos is something that I have a lot of fun doing.
Who do you admire, or, I don't know, maybe use as an inspiration for your own career?
Ooh, good question. Carrie Underwood has always been a huge inspiration to me. I remember watching her on Idol back in the day. You know, vocals are always something that's super important to me, so I really admire those strong female vocalists. So Carrie Underwood, I mean, even on the pop side, Ariana Grande, I love her. You know, more recently, Kelsea Ballerini, Maren Morris. I think that there's a lot of really big female artists that are doing such a great job on the world scale right now. Yeah, I love keeping up to date and seeing what they're doing.
To make it big, you pretty much have to be almost down in Nashville these days. Where do you call home now? And are your plans to maybe get to Nashville, move there one day?
Yeah, so I split my time right now kind of more so between Saskatoon and Calgary. So back and forth between the two provinces. Planning to go down to Nashville later this year to do some writing and meet up with some producers down there. So yeah, definitely looking at being down there more consistently to be working with the, you know, just the huge array of music professionals they have down there.
Well, as your career grows, the demands grow as well. How have you been able to juggle having a personal life with your professional life?
Yeah, it's hard sometimes. I mean, not going to lie, especially, like I say, when I've been trying to wear all of the hats of everything surrounding my career, there's most of the days, you know, my mind is fully on music. But I try to give myself, you know, the time that I need to kind of do a reset, a little bit of a mental break. You know, obviously, like, athletics and sports is, like, still a really big part of my life. So I'm still able to give myself some time and space to go and, you know, do a workout. I've been getting more into golf recently, so we can go and do that for a few hours for the day. So yeah, I think just like giving myself time to kind of just try to turn my music brain off.
So what's your next goal? You know, I don't know, one or two things that say, you know, man, I want to play with this band or that festival or do this.
I really want to go out on tour with somebody. That's a huge goal for me as the opening act support. So that is very high on my bucket list. I also really want to have, you know, a top 40 at Canadian Country Radio. That's a huge goal for me as well. And I think for any new artist starting out. So yeah, those two are at the top of my list.
So how have you found coming up with the music? I mean, do songs just, you know, pop up from everyday things that happen to you or you see? Where does inspiration come from?
Yeah, I feel like I can pull inspiration from a lot of different things. You know, just, I don't know, from day-to-day life, you know, there's either, like, words that pop up or, like, little melodies in my head. I was watching a TV show the other day that had a cool, like, title in it, and I was like, that's interesting. So I feel like just always, and this is what I talk about having, you know, this music brain all the time. It's like anything you're doing, you can take inspiration from so many different parts. So I try to, you know, just be really present in the moment, and if anything kind of sparks up, I have a huge, like, jot notes in my phone and voice memos that I like to go to right away if anything pops into my mind.
Does the music come to you first, or do lyrics come, or is it a mixture of both?
Yeah, it's kind of both. Lots of times, like, more so words rather than, like, a full lyric right off the bat. There'll be, like, a certain word or title that kind of sticks out to me. That was the case for Cross the Line. I had that title for a while and then kind of later was able to, like, expand on it. So, yeah, it's usually just finding something that excites me and excites me for, like, more than just a day. You know, if it's something that I keep on coming back to weeks, months, years later, I kind of know that that's something that I want to work on.
Well, let's talk about your new single that just came out. Everything seems to be going pretty good with that.
Yeah, it's been really great. City Cowboy is a song that, you know, this is one that I was excited about right off the bat. I had the title I had originally was City Cowgirl. And so I kind of was playing with that for a little bit and then kind of just, I don't know, had the idea to switch it to City Cowboy, and that was really kind of just what made the song turn into what it is. But yeah, I've been just getting such a nice reaction from this song, which is so great. I feel like this lyrically is probably the song that I'm most proud of that I've written so far. You know, just being about my childhood and, you know, being raised in Prince Albert, but having our family farm that's just outside of PA. It's 10 minutes from our front door to the gate. And I spent so much time out there as a kid, have so many great memories of being out there on the farm. And, you know, even when I moved to Calgary and lived there for 4 years, even now going back and forth, I just realized that I really, really love being out on a farm, on an acreage, just kind of like outside of the city. Just there's a certain type of peaceful to it that you just don't get in the city limits. And so it's a song that's super special to me, and I'm very happy that it's starting to connect with other people as well.
Do you try to sort of coordinate the video to have more of the visual to the song, or does it really even matter?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I always want the videos to kind of complement the song. This song specifically is one that I was super visual about from the start. I feel like lots of the times when I'm writing too, I'm a very visual writer. So the storyline and the music video is almost kind of playing out in my head as I write it. So I'm very excited to be starting to work on a video treatment for this song. And I'm so excited to just bring this story more to life.
So you're about to hit the road with Chad Brownlee, hopefully a stop here in PA, your hometown. First up, how did you even get kind of hooked up with Chad? You guys have the same management or know the same people?
No, we don't. So I'm just doing the one show with Chad. We'll see if he takes me on the road with him. I would love to. We can talk about that later. But yeah, I was. We got a message from Mike in Prince Albert that he was going to be headlining Spring Fling. Yeah, I was asked if I would be interested in supporting, and obviously I was so excited. And I think too, you know, just, you know, being at the Art Hauser, I've been there so many times and I've sang so many anthems there. It's just going to be really, really special to be able to play really my first arena show in my hometown of Prince Albert. I just think it's going to be such a special night.
You feel any extra pressure knowing you're going to be seeing a whole lot of familiar faces staring at you in the audience?
No, I'm so excited. You know, I'm starting to, like, again, as it's kind of, as it's being announced, I'm getting messages from old friends that I haven't heard from in a while that, yeah, that they're wanting to come out. So I'm just so excited.
So when you go to a concert and you're watching somebody up on stage, can you watch it as a fan anymore? Or are you kind of looking at, you know, okay, well, how are they moving and what do the lights look like and the sound and all that stuff now?
Yeah, that's a great question. Absolutely not. When I watch concerts now, I just try to, yeah, I soak in as much as I can. And I feel like even before I was, you know, a musician full time, that was always something that I kind of gravitated to as well. I've watched so many, like, live performances of, you know, Shania back in the day and Britney Spears. And just, like, I love watching artists live shows and their kind of full tour sets and how they do things and what their transitions are like and how they speak to the crowd in between and what their, I don't know, just where they stand, where the rest of, like, the band formation is. So, yeah, I definitely am just a sponge in any crowd that I get to be part of. So I'm very excited to be able to watch Chad's set afterwards as well. Yeah, experience one of his live shows.
Your new song's out. So after this, what's next for Caitlin?
Yeah, we're getting into the summer festival schedule, which I'm very excited about. We'll have more announcements of that coming up soon. Still working on new music. We'll have some new stuff coming out really trickling out throughout the rest of this year that I'm very excited about to kind of lead down the rest of 2024 and into 2025.
If people want to check out your new song and your new video, where can they do that?
You guys can listen to City Cowboy wherever you listen to music, anywhere online, and of course here on 900 CKVI.
Well, Caitlin, look, thanks so much for joining me today. Here's to all the success in the world to you. Your song is fantastic, and I think you got a brilliant career ahead of you.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.